Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated? Twice now I've had the opportunity to visit St. Bino's, a Jesuit retreat center in the north of Wales. From the hillside above the center, the North Sea glistens in the sunlight. Hills roll until they rest themselves in the water, and through the grass between me and the sea pick little white dots. Sheep. Lots and lots of sheep. In some places, sheep of different folds mix. And if you walk the roads and footpaths around the center, you see some sheep with, say, a blue cross spray painted into the fur. Another with a red circle spray painted in. They have been marked. Even from a distance, the shepherds hold on to their sheep. In our gospel passage today, the sheep push their shepherd away. The people find him in the temple. He stands in the portico of Solomon, a constant reminder of the first temple, the temple the Babylonians destroyed. The people fidget and fret. They gripe and grumble. If this is the Messiah, the shepherd of his people, why doesn't he say something? Why doesn't he dispel their doubt and call them to arms and start the war with Rome? Why won't he lead? As a whole, they decide without deciding. As one, the herd paces over to the lone man in the portico. And one of them, on behalf of the whole, sticks his chin out, looks up, and sighs, and then bleats. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus' eyebrows draw together. He moves closer. He whispers, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Jesus sees them, sees they are marked with a different mark than his. They are impatient. They want Jesus to be who they want him to be. In demanding he make himself plain as the kind of Messiah they want, they push the Messiah he is, the Good Shepherd, away. And we push Jesus away too. We push Jesus away when we push others away. At Camp Allen, our diocesan camp, just 2 weekends ago, I served as spiritual director for Happening, a high school spiritual retreat. During the retreat, high schoolers give all the talks, except for two, one on the church, one on the sacraments, that they keep for the priests attending the weekend. I gave the sacraments talk this time around. I reminded the happeners, yes, that's what they call them, that the baptized are the body of Christ. When a member of the church serves us a meal, Jesus, the body's head, serves us a meal. When a member washes our feet, Jesus washes our feet. When a member listens closely and offers healing in return, Jesus is the one doing this. And that means, I told them, that when you go out from here, when you offer love, Jesus is offering love through you. But today I remind us the opposite is also true. When we reject another member of Christ's body, we reject Jesus. When we call another member of Christ's body names on social media, we mock Jesus. When we rush to judgment, we question Jesus' character. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do also to me, Jesus said. Jesus treasures each member of his body. And what did Jesus say to Saul on the road to Damascus? He did not say, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting those people over there?" He said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Jesus is in his body, that company of all baptized people. And when we push others away, we push Jesus away with them. But even though we push Jesus away all the time, Jesus holds on to his sheep. "My sheep hear my voice," he says gently to the impatient people sidling up to him in Solomon's portico. "I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Jesus holds on to his sheep. He holds on to his sheep by calling them. He holds on to his sheep by giving them the life of the age to come. He holds on to his sheep in such a way that no one can snatch them out of his hand. He can do this because he and the Father are one, because the Father has given him the sheep. To be in Jesus' hand is to be in the Father's hand. It's like a child holding something precious, with a parent behind them, arms wrapped around, holding the hands that hold the treasure. Jesus won't claim to be the Messiah the people want, because he's the Messiah that they need. He and the Father are one. Jesus holds on to the sheep. And it is this same Jesus, sisters and brothers, who holds on to us. Dr. Bruce McCormick, one of my seminary professors, put it this way: God knows how to hold on to our hand, even though we let go of his 1,000 times a day. Like those sheep standing in Welsh pastures, we too have been marked by our shepherd. Our baptismal liturgy reminds us you are sealed with the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Because our good shepherd holds us, because we are secure in that love, we can draw near to one another. We can invite one another to meals at our home. We can literally and figuratively wash each other's feet. We can listen attentively and remind one another of God's love and forgiveness. And in so doing, we will find Jesus' arms wrapped around us, his hands under ours, as we hold the treasure of another person. And with Jesus holding us, the Father wraps around and holds us too. God knows how to hold on to our hand, even though we let go of his 1,000 times a day. And sometimes, sisters and brothers, God holds on to someone else's hand through ours. Through yours. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.